Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Hive Digital Technologies. If you're a long-term investor looking to dive into the crypto mining space, you've likely heard of this player. But let's unpack what makes this company tick and whether it's a solid addition to your portfolio. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Hive Digital Technologies, a key name in the blockchain and digital asset mining world. I'll also sprinkle in some recent updates and financial insights to keep things spicy. So grab a coffee and let's get into it. First off, for those who might not be super familiar, Hive Digital Technologies operates in the crypto mining industry, focusing on Bitcoin and other digital assets. They're part of the broader technology sector, and their business model hinges on leveraging high-performance computing to mine cryptocurrencies while keeping an eye on sustainability. Think green energy initiatives. With operations spanning multiple regions, they've carved out a niche in an incredibly volatile yet exciting market. Now let's set the stage with some recent performance and news before we dive into the meat of our analysis. Looking at their recent performance, Hive has shown some interesting trends across different timeframes. Short term, the stock has had mixed results over the past few weeks and months, reflecting the choppy nature of the crypto market. However, zooming out to a longer horizon, like the past year or even 5 years, we see a more pronounced trajectory that mirrors the ups and downs of Bitcoin's price cycles. Compared to their industry peers, Hive is holding its own, though it's not immune to the broader sector volatility. On the news front, there's been buzz around their operational expansions and strategic moves, particularly in regions with favorable regulatory vibes. This ties directly into what we'll discuss in the SWOT, so let's jump right in and see what's driving this company and what could trip it up. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. One of AV's biggest strengths is their focus on operational efficiency in crypto mining. According to their latest earnings call for Q2 2025, they've been optimizing their mining rigs and infrastructure, which has helped them maintain a competitive edge in terms of hash rate and cost per coin mined. For long-term investors, this efficiency translates to better margins when crypto prices are favorable. Another feather in their cap is their geographic diversification. With operations in multiple regions, including a strong push into Paraguay, as highlighted in the earnings call, they're not overly reliant on one jurisdiction. This spreads out regulatory and energy cost risks, which is huge in an industry where local policies can make or break you. Financially, their revenue growth has been noteworthy when you look at historical income statements. While I won't bore you with exact figures, the trend shows they've been scaling up, especially during crypto bull runs. This ability to capitalize on market cycles is a solid foundation for long-term growth. Lastly, their commitment to sustainability, using green energy for mining, resonates well with the growing ESG focus among investors. It's not just a PR move, it's a cost-saving strategy in the long run, especially as energy prices fluctuate. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Hive has some hurdles to clear. The biggest weakness is their exposure to crypto market volatility. Their revenue and net income, as seen in recent financials, swing wildly with Bitcoin prices. For long-term investors, this means you're not just betting on Hive's execution, but also on the broader crypto sentiment, which can be a roller coaster. Another concern is their debt levels. Looking at metrics like the debt-to-equity ratio, it's clear they've taken on some leverage to fund expansion. While not catastrophic, it's something to watch, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if crypto winter drags on, squeezing their cash flow. Their profitability margins, particularly net profit margin, aren't always inspiring. When you dig into the numbers, there are quarters where operational costs eat into gains, even with decent revenue. This inconsistency could spook investors looking for steady returns. Lastly, while they're diversified geographically, their reliance on specific energy grids or regulatory environments in key regions could still bite them if local policies shift unexpectedly. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a lingering risk. Opportunities. On the flip side, the opportunities for Hive are pretty exciting, especially if you've got a long-term horizon. First up, the regulatory tailwinds in regions like Paraguay as mentioned in their Q2 2025 earnings call, could be a game changer. A more crypto-friendly environment post-election means lower operational hurdles and potentially cheaper energy costs. Music to any miner's ears. Then there's the broader crypto adoption trend. As more institutions and retail players dip their toes into digital assets, demand for mined Bitcoin could spike, directly benefiting HIVE's top line. If you're betting on crypto going mainstream over the next decade, HIVE is positioned to ride that wave. Their CapEx into high-performance computing and infrastructure, as seen in cash flow statements, shows they're not sitting still. These investments in property, plant, and equipment could yield higher mining output down the road, especially if they keep costs in check. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio suggests the market might be pricing in some growth, but it's not wildly overvalued compared to industry averages. For long-term investors, this could mean room to run if they execute well, especially as analysts' estimates for future earnings look cautiously optimistic. Threats. Now let's talk about the storm clouds on the horizon. The biggest threat to HIVE is, unsurprisingly, regulatory risk. While some regions are opening up, others could clamp down on crypto mining due to energy concerns or financial oversight. A sudden policy shift in a key operating area could disrupt their business overnight. Energy costs are another thorn in their side. Even with green initiatives, fluctuations in power prices or supply issues could squeeze margins, especially since mining is so energy intensive. Long term, if they can't lock in cheap, reliable energy, it's a problem. Competition in the crypto mining space is fierce. Bigger players with deeper pockets could outpace HIVE in tech upgrades or scale, potentially eroding their market share. Industry performance data shows that while HIVE is competitive, they're not the top dog, and that's something to monitor. Finally, macro conditions like interest rates or a broader market downturn could weigh on investor sentiment towards speculative assets like crypto miners. If risk-off behavior kicks in, HIVE's stock could take a hit even if their fundamentals hold up. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. HIVE Digital Technologies is a fascinating play for long-term investors who believe in the future of crypto. Their operational strengths and strategic expansions give them a solid foundation, but the volatility of their industry and some financial risks mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. The opportunities tied to regulatory shifts and broader adoption are enticing, but you've got to weigh that against the very real threats of policy changes and market swings. For me, HIVE is a speculative bet with decent upside if you've got the stomach for the ride. Think of it as a small allocation in a diversified portfolio rather than a core holding. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT breakdown. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on HIVE in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.